learning a new language has some very practical benefits. It opens doors to employment opportunities, new social circles, and even travel. Kamil Dean, chair of the linguistics department at UH Manoa, says learning another language also helps broaden our minds.
Language is the window through which we understand our lives. We understand how we are, we understand how other people think, really through language. And by learning a second language, or third language, or fourth language, it gives us a new window through which to see the world.
The most widely spoken languages in the world, besides English, are Mandarin Chinese, Spanish, Hindi, and Arabic. The most commonly studied languages in the United States, besides English, are Spanish and French. But that's changing. Dean says American Sign Language is gaining in popularity. In fact, UH has just started teaching it.
Turns out it's the fastest growing foreign language in the United States. And we've just started offering it last year. And it's growing really, really fast. It's very, very popular.
So which language should you choose? Dean says a widely used language is a good idea, but not the only consideration. You should also consider the level of difficulty in learning a language.
So if you're a native English speaker, learning German will be quite easy, and learning Chinese will be quite difficult, or Arabic will be quite difficult. That's because they're structurally very, very different, and they don't have so much shared vocabulary. But in terms of practicality, learning Chinese here in Hawaii would be very useful, right? As would Hawaiian, as would Samoan, right? Very, very useful languages for us here in Hawaii.
So you've chosen a language. Now, how do you make that New Year's resolution stick?
First of all, I'd say don't set your expectations too high.
He says we all can't be multilingual superstars, and fluency takes time. But figuring out where you want to end up at the end of the year is important.
Do you want to just learn a few phrases so that you can communicate when you go on vacation? Or do you want to become fluent and be able to have a long-term relationship with somebody? Those are two very different goals. The second point is you just need to stick with it. And if you spend 10, 15 minutes every day just learning new vocabulary, studying a couple of patterns, you will be amazed how your knowledge gradually grows.
Dean says the key is picking a language that you have a natural motivation to learn. And if you can find someone to interact with in that language, even better. Ku'uwehi Hiraishi, HPR News.